for years I've been raising awareness about a phenomenon called breastfeeding aversion. It's when breastfeeding triggers negative emotions and particular intrusive thoughts. And I've really always wanted to be able to connect with the community that we have of mothers who struggle with this, and not really found an ideal way to do it. We have a Facebook group that's pretty active, and mothers really do support each other. We have social media pages, and I run them to the best of my ability, but it's really hard to share really life-changing information that maybe you could implement. And then, well, I thought of podcasting, and here I am, and it seems to be easy. So, hi, I'm Zainab, and I'm soon to be the author of the first book on breastfeeding aversion and agitation. It's a large book, so I don't expect anyone to read it in one sitting, but it covers what I think is a biopsychosocial model of the phenomenon of aversion, and it covers things like history, women's roles in history and centuries past. It covers what we do now and in terms of our life and career and the changes we face when we become mothers. And it also covers quite a lot of in-depth stuff on biological or physiological aspects of this, intertwined with psychological aspects. And I won't just be sharing things on aversion, really, because the phenomena itself, you could kind of lift it out from a breastfeeding mother and nursling and pop it into any other situation. So, for example, perhaps a relationship where you feel trapped, or where one person is taking a little bit more and not giving as much back. And the same kind of negative feelings and emotions arise, some similar intrusive thoughts arise. And so that's what we're going to explore, all of it in this. And I'm thinking of calling it the feminist clique, because after years of being a mother, I really don't think that the feminist waves have empowered me or improved my life, and something needs to change. You know, you can be the outspoken and independent feminist advocating for equal rights for women, but when you become a mum, all of a sudden it's ripped from you, and it just doesn't really work. While we're in almost week 4 of lockdown in the UK here, in homeschooling children, simultaneously trying to get our work done, you just feel like you're done, you know, you're over it. You were already struggling before, but the options to do anything else now are even more limited for people. But as a mother, you can just multiply those restrictions by the number of people in your house. Each child takes something more from you in a different way. And, you know, motherhood is already overwhelming in so many respects. Feeding, clothing, keeping your children healthy and alive, educating them about everything, you know, from how to get dressed to how to respond to their emotions. And then you have to deal with all of your stuff without having it negatively impact them. You know, how do you deal with anger without letting it out on someone, let alone, you know, teaching them table manners or bedside manners? It's just a monumental task that I'm not sure growing up in the era of independent feminist women helped me with, to be honest. I don't know. I mean, this is what I'm sharing because this is where I'm at. And I would love to know other people's thoughts on this so that maybe I can broaden my horizons and understanding of the feminist critique. But at the moment, for me, feminism seems like this kind of clique that I can never join now that I'm a mother, as much as I want to. And that really, perhaps, I was never part of in the first place.